Today is Friday, October 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I want to give you guys an update from yesterday. So I was talking about not being able to sleep and the problem with charging my phone and listening to audio at the same time. First of all, I want to say Kathy Bacon on Twitter said that she wears an Apple iPod Pro or an iPad, iEarPod Pro, whatever they're called. She wears that Bluetooth Apple product. She said she wears one of those when she goes to bed and in her ear that's not in the pillow. And it stays in all night. Well, first of all, Kathy, you go to bed at 7 o'clock, so that's really not relevant. I just wanted to mention that Kathy goes to bed at 7 p.m. That is ridiculous. But anyway, she calls it out. I don't know. Those Apple earbuds, they are not in any shape or form shaped like the inside of someone's ear, especially the first version. I don't know about the second one, but the first version was... they weren't even close to being shaped like the inside of an ear. I don't know how they stay in when you're walking around. But they wouldn't stay in mine. I wake up, my hair is all over the place. I'm wrapped in the cord of my headphones. And I don't think I toss and turn all that much. That particular night, Wednesday night, I did. But I like the I've got some Raycon. I bought recently Raycon Bluetooth earbuds, but they're really small and I like them, but I think they would fall out and I would lose them or they would get stepped on or something. But Auntie Scott on the Discord for level 13 gave me a recommendation to buy a dongle, as you do, that has audio and USB. Well, he recommended one for iPhone, and I appreciate the thought. I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android phone, and it's USB-C. But he sent me a link, so it was so sweet because had I had an iPhone, I could have just gone to that link and purchased the thing. And it's one of those dongles, you know, that has. It is a little irritating though that we need a dongle for audio now. That all of these phone manufacturers, and Apple was the first one to do it, but all these phone manufacturers decided that you did not need an audio jack in your phone. And because of that, if you need to charge your phone, and they don't provide, well, some of them may, I don't know, it's not like I've purchased every phone, but that normally they don't provide a way for you to listen to something and charge at the same time. And so, Auntie Scott sent me a link and I looked and so it has USB-C and audio, and there's even one that has USB-C and two audio. So if Mark and I both wanted to listen to the same thing and I wanted to charge my phone all at the same time, I could do that. And I knew those existed in the back of my mind, but I don't know, I'd never bothered buying one. Cause also having a dongle connect, I don't know, it's just, but anyway. Very sweet of you to think of me, and I may purchase one. I might purchase one. But while I was looking around, you know, after I clicked the link and started Googling, well, not Googling, searching on Amazon, I thought, I wonder if they make Bluetooth headphones for sleeping. And so I literally put in the search box, Bluetooth headphones for sleeping. I didn't think anything was going to come up, but they did. Something actually came up, and it's a headband. It's a cloth headband. They make them in gray. They make them in black, pink, blue. They're all these colors, and they, you know, you just put the headband on, wrap, make sure it's around your ears, and there are speakers built into it, and so there's nothing, you won't lose it because the speakers are built into the headband. So worst case, if the headband slips off in the middle of the night, you know, you just have a headband laying there. It's not a little, and they're Bluetooth. And so, and like 9 hours of playtime or something like that, which is perfect. because I only listen for maybe half an hour before I fall asleep anyway. And generally I'm listening to a podcast or something that's going to end. And so I would probably get a whole week off of one charge. And I feel like that would stay on my head because it's a headband. Also, you know, speaking of my hair being all wild and crazy when I get up, a headband will keep my hair in place so that it's not all wild and crazy when I wake up. So I don't know. I have a couple of options now to solve my problem for when I want to listen to something and charge my phone. Mark also mentioned, does my phone do wireless charging? And I honestly don't know. So I've gone through a few phones in the past couple of years. I was using a Samsung Note 5 for a long time, and I still have it laying here, actually, because it was my work phone up until like yesterday. Because I didn't want to have my work software and my personal stuff on the same phone, but I get a really good discount through my work. And so I needed to have work stuff on my phone because they check. If you don't keep the work email and stuff on your phone, you lose the discount. They take it away. And we get an 80% discount on our phone bill because I do what they call BYOD. But I finally gave in. And now I've got it on my main phone. But anyway, I had that one, and then I had a Microsoft. Then I bought a OnePlus 7, which is an Android phone. And but then before I ever started using it, this Microsoft Surface Duo came out, and I bought that. And then when I got tired of using that, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna pull the OnePlus 7 out. So I'm using the OnePlus 7 right now. And it's actually, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, but I've only been using it for less than a year. It was just in the box brand new because I bought it and then didn't use it. And I don't know if it has wireless charging. I did find out the other day it has these gestures. So if you make a V with your finger on the screen, it turns on the flashlight. I was always wondering why the flashlight. The other day we were watching Dune. We were in the movie theater watching Dune and the flashlight came on. And I didn't know why. And it always does. It does that occasionally. But, you know, this guy glared back at me like, how dare you turn on your flashlight in the movie? I didn't mean to. I wasn't even using my phone. These gestures work when the screen is off. And I never knew. And so I researched it and figured out it was a gesture, and it's a V. So if I make a V shape on my screen with the screen off, the flashlight comes on. At first I removed the feature and when I found it in the settings, but then I thought, oh, well, that might be useful now that I know how to turn it off. Because the way you turn it off is you just make another V. But I didn't know that when I was in the movie theater and I was having to fumble around trying to figure out how to turn the flashlight off in the middle of Dune. Anyways, I don't know if it has wireless charging, but maybe I'll get a dongle and headband. I'll try both of them. So I have a confession to make. I was shopping before bed last night. I wasn't even shopping. I was looking at Instagram or something before bed, and those stupid Instagram ads will get me every time. I've bought shoes off of Instagram ads. If you want to advertise anything, put it on Instagram. I'm telling you. Anyway, I guess I was hungry or something. I was shopping and this ad came up for this subscription bread. Now get this. I'm on Weight Watchers. I'm trying to lose weight. This ad comes up for subscription bread. It's from a bakery. And they send you a box and you can pick either once a month. You can pick every 2 weeks. You can pick every 6 weeks. They send you a box and it's depending on the time of the year. There are different types. They have croissants. They have sourdough bread. They have ciabatta. They have focaccia. They have pastries of various types, depending on what type of year it is. They have homemade pasta. And, it's all frozen when it arrives, so you just put it in your freezer. Oh yeah, brioche rolls as well. And it looked so good. Oh my God. And it was just, I'm like, oh my God, a subscription. I'm like, oh no, I'm trying to lose weight. Don't do this. I signed up. but I can only eat bread on the week. Well, I can pretty much only eat bread on the weekends because I'm trying to lose weight, and bread is a lot of points on my Weight Watchers plan. So that means we'll see. I just want, you know, I wanted to try it out. So I've got a, it's called, I mean, I can't give you guys a review, but if you're interested in looking, the company is called Wild Grain. It looks yummy. I love bread, but I'm like Oprah Winfrey. When I get my first subscription box, I'll be like, well, blew my Weight Watchers for the month. So anyway, only other thing I wanted to mention today is I had to pick up Sydney today from the groomer, and Mark had volunteered. They're doing COVID vaccines again at his work, and so he volunteered to help. And so I went to pick up Sydney from the groomer around lunchtime, and I'm driving home and the phone rings and Mark says, hey, they're letting anyone get the booster. Do you want to get the booster? I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, but I hate shots and I wasn't mentally prepared for it. Anyway, I went and got the booster. It was fine. My arm hurts now. We will see. I've heard the booster may be worse than the initial two as far as side effects, so I may be sick all weekend. I don't even know. But we'll see. I'll report in on Monday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.